Time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Let's do it. Spilling the tea, starting with ScarJo. Scarlett Johansson is confirming that her character, Black Widow, actually did indeed die in Avengers Endgame.
There's very few certain things, but like definitely death's pretty certain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
and,
of course.
And, yeah, definitely for sure. And then, but people will not, they just don't want to, they won't.
Believe
they
it.
Definitely don't believe it and have tried to convince me that my character did not actually die, but that maybe my character exists in an alternate universe, but no, I think death is a pretty final thing.
A pretty final thing. And she also talked about her fiance, Colin Jost, over on SNL, and that she's going to be overseeing his bachelor party. She doesn't want him to get too cray-cray.
Wait, no, hold on. Excuse me. Time out. You can't oversee your significant other's bachelor or bachelorette party.
Well, she doesn't want this dude named Michael Chi throwing the bachelor party, apparently, because she wants to say who she wants to throw it. She wants to be selective.
Jeez, dude, run now.
It is ScarJo. I mean, she had Ryan Reynolds.
Mackenzie, come on. You know that's not right.
Okay, I was today years old when I learned that Cody Simpson, Miley Cyrus's new boo, is Australian. I had no idea he had an accent. I did not know he was Australian, but he is. And here he is talking about how he's had a crush on Miley for evs.
I think we became close friends when I was probably 17, 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we both were like going through a pretty solid like party phase at that time.
Yeah.
Became close over that period and then just remained friends. And she's always like just been extremely supportive of me, and then you know more recently she's like, I think that was just because I got a crush on you the whole time. Aww. I was like, well, you know, I've loved you since I was like aww, nine, so here we are.
So here we are, and they are going strong. Of course, she's getting a little heat for comments that she made telling women that they don't have to go gay because there's still great men in the world that exist, and people are offended saying that's not a choice. But Miley's always the controversial one, right?
Miley's just being Miley.
She's just being Miley. Well, Michael Jordan, the OG number 23 himself, is saying that Steph Curry is a great player, but not quite Hall of Fame material.
We go out there and represent greatness every single night. So Steph Curry shouldn't be offended when he watches. I hope not. He's still a great player. Not a Hall of Famer yet, though.
I love Michael Jordan.
You're not.
Cheers.
Cheers, my friend.
He's like, he's not. Okay, well, he was asked several years ago who he would select to play a pickup game with. He chose Scottie Pippen, Magic Johnson, Hakeem Olajuwon, and James Worthy. So, kicking it old school.
Yeah, nothing new. Okay. There's some good new players out there, Jordan. Let him play.
I feel like he will always be the GOAT, Michael Jordan, number 23.
Yeah, he's got Jordans. Who else has got shoes like that?
Well, Rob Lowe, get this, says he is thankful for his sex tape back in the day.
It's one of the reasons why I got sober. You know, it's like, I like woke up one day and was like, what am I doing with my life? And I'm, you know, 29 years in, like people talk about, I go, I think it's the best thing that ever happened to me. Honestly, I do. Cause got me sober got me married, been married 29 years and I have two great sons. I don't think any of that happens without going through that scandal.
All right. As Mackenzie says, I was today years old when I learned that Rob Lowe has a sex tape.
Okay. So we went down in the 80s, but it was super scandy because he was having sex with a 16-year-old girl. I mean, he was young, but she was really young and underage. So that's why it was like, oh my gosh, in the 80s, the big deal. So then in the studio here, we're all talking about the celebrity sexy videos we've seen, and we haven't seen any of them. We have to catch up. I never watched Kim K's.
Well, I've seen a few. I mean,
watched One Night in Paris.
Nobody has watched the whole thing through. Like, nobody's just like, well, I got a bucket of popcorn in 45 minutes. You just get to the good stuff you find online.
It's sad, but it's like, think about Kim Kardashian's career. Obviously, she's super talented, smart, but that launched it. That's, you know, the sex tape she had with Ray J. And then Paris, that kind of also put her, it's sad, but it's kind of true.
Well, I know what we're all doing this Saturday. Getting together, my place.
No, I'll say that you and your wifey, knock yourselves out.
She will not watch that. All right, Mackenzie with the tea this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie. Can we act like kids for a second? I found this story, and I was like, oh my gosh, I bet I break all these rules, but I wonder if the ladies actually do. They're food rules for kids. Like, you might tell your daughter this, Mackenzie.
Okay.
But they're actually rules that we as adults love to break, because who's going to stop us?
Like eating stuff with your fingers?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.